Hello and welcome to the friendly confines of the Rebel Room. This is Taylor Byrne alongside Jesse Temple from Fox Sports Wisconsin. And I'm here for my inaugural podcast with the Las Vegas Sun. Kind of excited about it. Jesse, are you feeling it?
I'm absolutely excited. This is a monumental moment.
All right, we're here to preview the Wisconsin-UNLV game here in Madison tomorrow. And another big matchup for the Rebels. Last time out to the Midwest, lost 89-70 to Wichita State. Similar circumstances here, going to a hostile environment, long travel. It's going to be interesting to see what they come out with, especially against a guy like Jordan Taylor. Jesse, I don't know, for my money, probably the best point guard, if not player, in the country.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason he was voted preseason AP All-American. And he's a guy that, to me, strikes me as somebody that just nationally maybe, I guess, flies under the radar. I know that's a cliche thing to say, but you know, he doesn't really do the flashy stuff, but you look at the stat sheet, and the other night in a game against Green Bay, he had 15 points, 10 assists, and no turnovers. So it's, I mean, he gets the job done, and you don't really pay attention in the game.
How much do you think that may be because of Wisconsin's style of play? Like, they don't create a whole lot of highlights. They're not going to be on SportsCenter every night, and so, you know, that may hurt his national rep.
Yeah, I think it has a ton to do with it. You look at this Wisconsin team under Bo Ryan for the decade that he's been here, and their style of play has been to slow it down, limit the possessions for the other team, and like you say, it's really not flashy basketball, but every year that Bo Ryan's been here, they've been to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I'm consistent, definitely what you think of when you look at Wisconsin. Jordan Taylor, like we said, he's going to be running the Badgers. Justin Hawkins probably going to be on him for the most part, and Hawkins did a great job against him last year. Towards the end of the game, he actually had the key steal and then free throws that gave the Rebels a three-point victory. So looking back at that matchup from last year, you know, what can we learn for what we might be able to see on the court tomorrow?
Well, if you're Wisconsin, the big problem that Wisconsin has had against teams like UNLV that are long and athletic is limiting turnovers. That game last year, Wisconsin had 9 assists and 15 turnovers, and that's, for a Bo Ryan coach team, way too many turnovers. This year, they've played, I guess the two teams that you would be able to compare them to as far as who's Wisconsin's played is North Carolina and Marquette. And in the North Carolina game, they did a decent job of limiting turnovers. They only had 4, although they only had 6 assists. But in the Marquette game, they committed 12 turnovers. So that was a tough week. They lost 2 games in a row, non-conference, for the first time in a decade. And the guys were saying that, you know, what we've learned is we need to rebound better and we need to get a shot on every possession. So I think those are the two key things to look at when you look at the matchup this year and also when you kind of compare it to last year's game when the Badgers lost 68-65.
That's one of the things I was looking at ahead of this game also, you know, in their last game, the Rebels forced 26 turnovers, obviously an inferior opponent. But I said, you know, if they got even half of that number against Wisconsin, you could consider that a victory because I believe Wisconsin's averaging about 8 turnovers, maybe 9 coming into the game. So that's going to be huge. The athleticism, can UNLV get out and run on this team? Obviously, that's what they want to do. That's what they wanted to do against Wichita State, and the Shockers just wouldn't let them. And that started with double-teaming Mike Moser, keeping him off the boards, and then he couldn't get the rebounds and start the fast breaks. And so if Wisconsin, you know, goes with a similar game plan, then UNLV is going to have to come up with something different to counter that, something that, you know, I haven't seen this year and fans haven't.
That's the big question is you've got – it's kind of that tortoise versus the hare matchup. I mean, UNLV loves to get up and down, and Wisconsin loves to slow it down. And, you know, who's going to win out? I tend to think that it's going to wind up somewhere in the middle. I mean, you look at Wisconsin's scoring defense. The Badgers are first in the country right now. 44.5 points per game is just insane. They've held every team except Marquette to its lowest scoring game of the season. And for Marquette, it was the second lowest scoring game. So, I mean, I would picture this game being somewhere in the 60s just because UNLV is such an athletic team. But then again, if you look at what North Carolina did in the Wisconsin game, North Carolina barely cracked 60. So it'll be an interesting matchup. I mean, two completely different styles of play.
How is Wisconsin's defense out on the perimeter? That's one thing that UNLV really likes to do, especially early in the game. They want to get some open looks for threes, and they want to be able to go back to that well consistently.
Their defense seems to be pretty solid all around. They've got, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 guards who rotate in there. Their starters are, you know, in addition to Jordan Taylor, they've got Josh Gosser and Ben Brust is the 6th man. He's kind of instant offense out there. But his defense has improved a lot, and that's one of the reasons that he's gotten to play so much in the last game against Green Bay. You know, he played 30 minutes. So I just think as a whole their defense is pretty solid. But, you know, it might take stepping out a couple feet beyond the 3-point line to, you know, get some decent looks against Wisconsin.
So let's put this game on a meter. 10 is going to be SportsCenter highlight number 1. And that probably means that UNLV's running all over Wisconsin. One means we're all going to sleep. Wisconsin is slowing this game down and completely controlling everything. And it's, you know, what time is the KU game on? So, you know, where do you see this game falling? You said somewhere in the middle, 5 or 6 maybe?
Yeah, I'm going to put it at a 6. It's, like I said, it's a really intriguing matchup, but there's nothing that leads me to believe that UNLV is going to reach its scoring average of 82 points. But there's also nothing that, you know, makes me think they're only going to score 44 or 45. Yeah. So I would put this right in the middle. As far as if you say 1 to 10 as far as an intriguing matchup, it's definitely a 10. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. It's a hard one to predict for sure.
Yeah. I would almost rank it as a 10 if UNLV was held to 44 points and it was, you know, somewhat of a game. But of course, I enjoyed the first LSU-Alabama football game.
Oh, you're so one of those guys. Yeah,
I am.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah. And so that's kind of what I'm going to be interested in, is both of these teams trying to dictate tempo early on, who's going to be able to do it. And then the biggest thing, I think, about 10 minutes into the game, after both teams have seen what the other's got, what little wrinkles they have, who's got the best counterpunch. I think that little run going into halftime might be key. UNLV really needs to try and keep the Kohl Center from getting into this game. I've never been to a game there, but this team, you know, they didn't necessarily say it, but they didn't react well to Wichita State and just being like hounded from the tip. I imagine Kohl Center tomorrow, we're going to be seeing similar things.
I would hope, to be honest. I mean, it is a huge arena. It seats something like 17,200 in the it's ginormous. So I don't know if that's even a word in the dictionary, but
it is, you know, for a podcast.
It's like so big that it's not full all the time. I mean, that is so many people. I would think that for this game that it would be full, but it's really hard to say in a kind of non-conference game in first week of December.
Yeah, even like 2/3 or 3/4 full. What's you know, kind of noise wise? How does it get in there?
That's hard to say too. I personally don't think that it's particularly impressive, but you know, I guess I'm comparing it to maybe an Allen Fieldhouse type venue.
One of the top
in the country.
Yeah, and so you know, that'll be something to watch. I'm really curious to see also what happens in the post. Mike Moser playing with a sprained right wrist, and he wants to shoot outside, but without that, he said he's going to be looking to other ways in his game, so that's probably going to be more of the mid-range and floaters to see, you know, how effective he is. And then, you know, can anybody from UNLV's bench come in and be effective? Bryce Masamba has been good in spurts, but they really need more from their bench players in the front court, especially because I think that's maybe a little bit of a weakness on both sides. And so if either Wisconsin or UNLV can, you know, get the advantage in that, then maybe they just feed the post for the whole game.
I think you're right. That front court matchup is going to be interesting. Moser, I mean, 12.5 rebounds a game.
That's the thing. His wrist is affecting his shooting, but it's not affecting his rebounding.
Yeah.
So if they don't keep him on the ground, if Wisconsin doesn't keep him from just skying for rebounds, then he'll grab him. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that 12.5 is twice as many as anybody on Wisconsin has. And Wisconsin's front line is pretty thin. They've got Jared Berggren. He's a, you know, 6'10", 6'11 center, but he kind of fits into that Wisconsin mold of a big guy who loves to shoot three-pointers. I mean, he is out there on the perimeter a lot. And beyond him, you know, Mike Brusewitz is a forward and Ryan Evans is a forward, but they don't have the length or the size. I mean, they're kind of a 6'6 type. And after that, Frank Kaminsky is a freshman off the bench, and after that, I don't even know. So it's definitely another interesting matchup.
All right, play a little word association. First thing that comes to mind, Jordan Taylor.
Heady. As in heady play. So smart.
You're not saying he's got a big head. We want to clarify that. Bo Ryan.
Tough. As in tough-nosed. I feel like I have to qualify, every statement.
Ryan Evans.
Overcome. He's a guy who actually got cut from his high school team. And he came a long way. He didn't even get a scholarship offer until March of his senior year. So he's coming off a long way to reach this point as a starter.
Jared Berggren.
Athletic. And maybe not what you would expect.
Is he UNLV athletic or is he Big Ten athletic?
Well, I guess I'd have to say Big Ten athletic. Yeah. But he probably would surprise people.
All right, Jesse, we've looked at the keys to the game, what we expect to happen. You know, how do you think this one's going to turn out?
You want me to make a prediction?
Huh? I want you to make a prediction.
All right. Well, I'm going to base this on a couple of factors. The last game that Wisconsin played that was a big game in the Kohl Center, they lost to Marquette. It snapped a 23-game home winning streak. It's almost unheard of for Wisconsin to lose in the Kohl Center in the non-conference, let alone twice.
It's 12 losses in the last 11 years was the stat that I'm familiar with.
That probably sounds about right. It doesn't happen very often. So, and given that and the fact that Wisconsin lost by 3 to UNLV, I just think that Wisconsin finds a way to win this game. And, you know, last year's score was 68-65, so I'll say Wisconsin wins this 65-62. I think they're going to keep the running Rebels in check at least a little bit.
Yeah. I like a similar score. I actually I think UNLV has learned enough at this point, and maybe I'm basing too much off of what I saw against an NAIA opponent, but I think they're coming into this feeling a lot better about themselves. I think that as long as things don't go completely awry early on, then they'll be fine. I think they'll get into their rhythm, start getting a few runouts, and you know UNLV can score points in bunches, and I think that's going to be too much for Wisconsin to handle. I will go 78-72. I think Wisconsin's gonna. Wow. I think they're gonna find a way to keep up for a bit.
That's a track meet right there.
Yeah, but it also. I think a few free throws at the end will secure it for the Rebels.
We shall see. I guess.
Yes, we will. That's all why right.
Play the games.
We'll be at the Kohl Center tomorrow, 11 a.m. Vegas time for UNLV versus Wisconsin. See you then.